And let us pray. O God, we thank you for your world revealed to us through scriptures, and may we live according to its wisdom. And God's people said, Amen. Well, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it has been said that 93% of communication in this world is a non-verbal type of communication. For example, Dick, do you want to explain?
No, go ahead. You're doing fine.
Or Kaylee, do you want to explain? Two different expressions, or the expression is the same, but two different meanings come across in that. You know, if we want to really get a message across to people, we need to really pay attention. We not only need to hear it, but we also need to know how it was said. You need to be observant. So this morning, God is telling us something very similar. We're going to focus in on the passage from Deuteronomy that Moses shared with the people of Israel. We need to hear that word. We need to observe it. One who pays attention is said has to hold on to or holds that knowledge. And so this morning we're going to use that acronym, HOLDS, H-O-L-D-S, to see how Moses teaches us how one can be a person who holds the truth of God and holds to that word. First, we have the letter H, stands for hear it. We're going to look at the letter O, observe it. The letter L, we need to live by God's word. D, don't forget. And finally, S, in thanks, we will show others the truths that we know. Again, we hear the words spoken by Moses. And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you, and do them, that you may live, and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take it from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what a great nation is there that has a God so near to it that the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and rules so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your hearts all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children. And so we begin with our first letter, hear. Moses, in our passage this morning, was near to the end of his life. He knew that he would not go into the promised land himself, and he would die before the Israelites had crossed over the Jordan River. And so before they departed company, Moses wanted to impress upon the people the fact that they needed to hear God's word and to hold on to that truth in his laws and in the decrees that he had shared with his people. This being the most important message that was ever been communicated. And the first step was to, and now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and rules that I am teaching you. In other words, show up to Moses' Bible class. There's not much you can do with God's word until first we learn what it says. And that is true for us today. What use is our Bible if it's left on the shelf? It's no better than a paperweight. What good is a Bible class if you don't attend? What blessings we daily take for granted when we neglect that word that is so readily available to each and every one of us, because we have more pressing things to do. And so, what happens? We don't even listen. But that's not true for you guys, right? You're here. After all, you're at least at worship today, if not Bible class later on. And you hear it. And when you can't be here, hopefully many of you will download that service off of the internet, listening to the sermon. But there is a difference between just hearing and also listening. You can read your Bible daily, and you can check it off your to-do list without actually really gleaning anything from what you've just read. You can sit in the pew and you can think about all you have to get done this week, or maybe you're thinking about what I have to get done this afternoon, or even recite parts of our liturgy and just do this without even giving a glance or a thought about what you're doing. And so to hold on to God's word, we actually need to listen. And so the letter H, hear that word. Next slide, observe. And more than that, Moses didn't stop with just hearing that word. He also said, don't just listen, but observe. Now, what does that mean? He didn't mean we should be spectators, like we're at a football game and we're observing what's going on. But we are to observe like we observe the speed limit. Right, Dick? We observe that speed limit. How many of us do that? Quite a few that don't. But what does God's word really say? Or as Jesus put it, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Well, why should we? Well, my dear friends, because it's a matter of life and death for all of us. Moses said, and do them that you may live and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. What implication does that have for us? Don't just follow them and you will die without seeing the promised land. Sometimes I think we as Christians take God's commands and we think they're a burden to us, God's laws. I mean, after all, they kill all the joy and the fun that we'd like to have in life, right? If we listen to them. We think that those laws and commandments keep us from enjoying our lives. But God gives his commands, not for that reason, but gives them to us to bless us and to give us life. Story goes, there was a little boy riding his tricycle furiously around the block over and over again. Finally, a policeman comes up and he stops him and he asks him why he was going around and around. The boy said that he was running away from home. And so the policeman asked him why he kept going around the block. And the boy's response was simply this, because my mom said that I'm not allowed to cross the street. The point is, obedience keeps us close to those who we love. That's true for that young man. But how well do we obey? Do we love God with an undivided heart? Do we hunger and thirst for his word? Or do we view our personal devotion as one more thing that has to be done on a daily basis? Are we always glad when someone says to us, let's go to the house of the Lord? Or can you think of a number of things that you'd rather be doing right now instead of being here? Number two, observe. Our next letter, L, live, God's word. But thank God that his word is not all laws, but it's also what we call decrees. Jesus, our Lord, took many failures that we commit and took them on himself. He paid attention to God's word. Many times we get distracted. We get distracted by the cares of this world, the worries in this life. But it was our Lord Jesus who took all of those on himself. He took all of our failures to obey God's law and or believe in his gospel, focusing our desires and our fear and on or our fears instead, all on himself. It was he who suffered for us the penalty of hell and for those failures. And on the cross, ultimately, he gave the record of his perfectly faithful hearing, obeying, and sharing God's word to you and also to me. And so today, as we observe the gospel, the decrees of his forgiveness, we will not die, but we will live. And we will go in and we will take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of our fathers, is giving us. And that is the promised land of heaven. So what is our response? Hopefully we will eagerly live God's word every day. And don't forget. Which brings us to our next letter, the letter D. Don't forget. Moses encourages us all, only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Dear brothers and sisters, holding on to our word from God is very important. And I encourage us all today not to forget what God has done, but get regular reminders by our time spent. How do we spend our time? Number one, in his word. Number two, by our devotional life. Perhaps we're reminded also by the decorations on our walls or by the daily reminders of the cross that is all around us. And I'm specifically reminded particularly of our cross here in the church as we attend each and every week. It is a very strong reminder of what God has done for us. And as we keep that daily focus, then we won't be able to help but share that word with others. And when they see how we live, prayerfully, they will want to know what makes us different from others in this world. Which brings us to our final letter, and the word holds, or the acronym, and that is the letter S, stands for show. Moses said these words, "Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples. Make them known to your children and your children's children." So, as we observe God's commands, our co-workers, our friends, our family, they will take notice of that. And through it, God will open doors as he gives us those opportunities to share his wonderful love, his decrees, especially the gospel with others. There's a song that I know many of you are familiar with. It's a kid's song. And these are words from it. It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around are warmed up to its glowing. Yeah. That's how it is with God's love. How? Once you have experienced it. Every one of you gathered here this morning, all of us have opportunities to share God's word by the words that we speak, by the examples that we set, by the prayers that we offer God, and the gifts that we give to support our Christian ministries. We have the words of God's grace, and we will share it with others. There's also one more additional blessing that we receive. We will grow even more in our own Christian faith. Being an educator for a number of years, and I know we have some educators sitting out here, they say that 30% of what is said can be retained by the students. That sort of scares me this morning. You've been listening, okay, 30%, that's probably not too bad. But what is being said, 30% of it is only retained. That rises to 50% if it's retained, if it's heard, and then it's also seen. The percentage jumps up to 70% if it is heard, seen, and acted upon. But this is amazing. When it is heard, when it is seen, when it is done, and when it is taught, 90% of that is retained. My dear brothers and sisters, we deserve to die and be excluded from God's promised land of heaven. But thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for his obedience to those commands of God. And because of that, we will not die, but we will live. So let us then be like the one who holds on to the Word of God. Let's hear it. Let's observe it. Live it. Don't forget it. And share it. Hold on, dear friends. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Lord of all, we gratefully acknowledge that Christ has freed us from the bondage of law, and we are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that comes to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. And God's people said, Amen.